Hi guys, welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast. I already started recording a while ago.
You're fucking without
exhausted. Nicole's consent, because that is how the cookie.
Hi, goes. I'm back. Hello. Fun times.
Nicole, how are you doing?
I dare you. What's popping?
I'm trying to put off my phone. Longest time. This is 2022.
I swear it has stayed. Happy New Year, bitches.
The first podcast in a very long time.
It's a lot of exhale coming across my face.
Nicole. The first podcast. The hell is wrong? You're on a mood today, you know?
I know. Sorry.
2022. Man, just face another side before you deck me.
Negra's coming next.
I'm not the strongest. I feel like throwing up for some reason.
Please don't throw up on me. I swear to God, I will set you ablaze. This one is never no empty threat. It will burn.
I'm trying not to breathe.
Don't breathe.
I'm breathing.
Breathe on me.
Nico, I'm under duress. Okay, Nico, you know what? Handle the intro and
okay, so first off, is this phone supposed to be charging?
It's just 22%. My wow. Bloody Mary is going to. I hate this phone. This is my previous phone.
So, hi guys, my name is Nicole.
Hi guys, my name is Prince.
And you're listening to Zero Expectations Podcast.
The only podcast.
I'm not supposed to. Yeah, okay. The only podcast that.
If the podcast is unpodable, it's podable.
Roll intro, man.
I changed the intro.
Roll intro.
Straight up.
Black. Clock.
Roll intro.
My phone.
Phone is not charging.
Should we be worried?
Okay. So guys, we're back. Nico, wait, allow me now.
Sorry.
You know what?
No.
This is 2022. This is probably the only podcast you'll be on till December of 2022.
First off, you're very rude and you need to work on your attitude. It sucks.
All right.
Balls.
Nico, so handle this.
No, you do. I follow your lead.
No.
Sorry, I'm sorry for talking while you were talking.
You're a woman. It's 2022.
All of a sudden, you are effeminate.
Women are power now.
Are we now?
I don't want that to happen, but hey.
Prince, do you not still believe that women belong in the kitchen? Play or not?
I plead the fifth.
Should be imprisoned.
Belong in the
tortured
kitchen.
Tortured and imprisoned.
No, they actually do not belong in the kitchen.
This
is the first time I'm saying it.
Say it with a straight face.
They do not belong in the kitchen because they have to go to the market. You already know that. So they belong outside. Nico, tell me, what has been going on with you?
Well, you know, I know it sounds very cliche, but it's been work, same way we working down there.
This is the tactic I've learned.
Sorry.
When something is boring, just let it go.
It will fade out.
Yeah. So you see, normally I would have stopped that. Just go on.
No, so basically what I'm trying to say that I've just been working a lot.
Can you say what you've been working on?
Yes. So we have been shooting Jennifer's Diaries and we've been shooting my siblings and I literally nonstop.
Did you watch my audition, my BBN audition?
It was really good. I would vote for you.
And play it out for everybody.
I would. Okay.
It's one of my best audition clip ever.
How many takes did you do to get that one?
I actually did. I was going to do another take because I was like, okay, this first one is not funny. Because I had ideas that I wanted to implement. Mm-hmm. You know. Okay, after this, I'll now tell you the next style that I want to do. It's going to be on directors.
Chris, you called me an evil spirit a couple of minutes ago.
You're a wench.
I'm a huh?
Literally, yeah. If you're in the 1940s, I would have carried you to the town square and burnt your life.
Is that what they did in the
1940s? Yes, if the girls were wearing waist beads.
You won't find me. I'll be in a brothel.
In the brothel. Okay, so let me play my clip.
Okay.
Hi guys, my name is Prince and I'm auditioning for Big Brother Nigeria. People think I spend the rest of my days in the gym.
You
surprisingly,
don't.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
If I'm in the house, I'm going to change the game.
No,
I'm going to be fighting everybody. I'm also a ladies' man. Ladies just love me for no reason.
That's
I'm right. also a dancer. I dance for a living.
People
always ask me when I was young, why do you keep dancing? I don't know. It's God-given talent.
I'm feeling you there.
Muscles. Muscles in the porno. If you want to check it out, just look for heavy metal. Five guys were in this. I don't like disrespect, so I would never disrespect anyone.
Yeah.
So, but if the disrespect comes.
Muscles.
Muscles. Who else should be in this show? Who else? Who else?
You are about to curse there. Like, who the fuck else?
Yeah, but that's it. I really trained for that thing. But the idea was that I was bored and I was copying a file. And I was like,
I wanted to ask a question. Why is that whenever you're doing a video in your office, you're the only one there? Do you chase everybody out?
No, because, like, okay, so they were shooting this show called Ball, Wine and Dine. They shoot it at Lekki.
Uh-huh.
And today is a public holiday, so most people are not there.
Uh-huh.
Or it's like their gateway not to come to work.
Mm-hmm.
So after shooting in Lekki, I have to bring him back to my office in VI. Mm-hmm. Then I'll edit it just so, because it goes up by 7:30 the same day, today, Monday.
Okay.
So Mondays are always like this, I always come home late.
Okay.
Why there's nobody in the office. But normally when I record my videos, obviously I wouldn't be dancing those seductive dances around men.
Yes, Prince, those dance steps were seductive.
A lot of people keep messaging me that I would really want you to dance.
For you.
There's this sticker.
They want to pay you.
This sticker I'll show you. This is literally me dancing. It's the best sticker ever.
I think you need to stop calling what you do dance.
Nicole, stop.
You stop.
I beg you from the bottom of my heart, what you're doing is hurtful. You don't just know.
You don't have the talent of dancing. Your dancing is disgusting. Yes. Wobble, baby, wobble.
It's just funny sticker. So, Nicole, you also lost a significant amount of weight. Like, every time you came home, your weight changed. And now you are looking like you have a sickness.
Huh?
So, how do you feel?
I feel like I don't have a sickness.
No, I'm thinking of title. Nicole lost so much weight, she has a sickness.
Oh my God.
Nicole
is sick, she lost a lot of weight.
No. That is like foreshadowing. Imagine if you're sick.
I think
I'm going to be Prince got Prince is in Big Brother Niger.
Okay.
Or you want something Nicole-esque?
No, I feel like you're always using my name.
Yeah.
But if you use my name this time, people will know I'm around and like I'm on the podcast.
That's true. Okay, so I'll use your name.
So,
I
know we don't have that many
so
fans.
We need to get something juicy.
Yeah, let me give you something juicy.
I've used
what
Nicole
you want.
Is pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. I know.
Anymore.
Guys. And you've used Nicole's have you used Nicole's an Olo show before?
Yeah, of course, plenty times.
Okay.
How do you feel being used?
I don't know.
See, as a lady, you learn to adapt.
I learn to adapt,
because
yeah.
You'll be used.
Like how I've adjusted to the fact that you call me Chimamanda even though my name is not.
And I'm sad that I've gotten used to it.
Calling me Chimamanda.
Amanda.
Yeah, it's like, Amanda now. I'm just like, and I answer stupidly, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it does.
I'm on what now? First off, I'm older than you.
Yeah.
Okay, because you feel very comfortable cursing me out.
Because you cursed me out also.
No, I don't, you fucking
loser.
Because
today you were asking me for your bonnet.
Yes, you took my bonnet. It's not pronounced bonnet.
It's bonnet.
It's a bonnet.
Bonnet.
It's a hair bonnet, you Jesse Smollier.
Okay, so back to your weight loss. How did you lose all this weight? What were you doing? Were you conscious about it?
Okay. In all honesty, I was not conscious about it. I actually didn't know I was losing that much.
A 1,000 pounds.
I did. Oh my God, 1,000 pounds. Where did I put it?
From obese.
Oh, I was obese. Wow.
I'm joking. I'm thinking of titles.
You killed me, and then you say you are joking.
No, but continue. You're not conscious.
Okay, I wasn't conscious about it. I just know that at some point people just started saying, "Are you okay? What's going on? You're losing weight. What's happening? And then I started noticing that, you know, I was losing weight.
Were you happy about it?
Oh, like, heck yeah. Heck the fuck yes.
I see you take more pictures now.
I do, baby. I'm with my new filter called Just Baby. Oh, I be killing that shit on the gram.
We went to the same university.
We did. And we went to the same secondary school.
Nicole, let me drop my points.
Sorry.
Jeez, you think this is your book?
I thought, ooh, the shade.
Half of a Yellow Sun.
That's my... Oh, okay, Chimamanda, nice one.
Chimamanda wrote that.
Is it she? Yeah, she was one of those... It was Chimamanda.
It was
Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, sir.
Her name is Ngozi?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, don't call me Ngozi now, please.
Her name is Luca.
What do you mean by name is Luca? Ngozi is a beautiful name. Ngozi is I know Luka, guys man. Whose names are Ngozi
and
as well.
And they should probably kill themselves.
You want to tell everybody your fucking Igbo name?
Chimamanda. Sorry, what?
Oh!
My name is Chimobi. No, but wait.
Your name is Chimobi.
Because I said you went to school.
I did.
We went to the same uni. And yes. Like, you, I could count a hand. Like, you only wore skirts maybe twice.
When they made it compulsory. Fuck skirts.
She always wore trousers.
I still wear trousers all the time. Because I realized that my legs are hot, nigga. Like, oh, my thighs are popping because thighs save lives.
So you feel happy?
Yes, I'm not going to be wearing any more skirts, just in case you're wondering. So once in a lifetime, it's like one time in the whole of 2021.
How is it that you have tons of clothes, but yes, you still find ways
to wear
like
the exact same thing?
Yeah. Nico has been giving clothes from the
for
abroad.
Days. Thanks like, to my spirit mom, my good mom, my mama. Her name is Pris. Shout out to Pris. Loves ya. Don't know if you ever listen to this podcast, but I love you.
She used to listen to you.
She does. She does. But yeah, she relocated to the US, and I think they gave up their house here in Nigeria. So she obviously can't travel with all of these clothes. And she's like, oh, you know, I know a plus size bitch who can wear them, and that's plus size bitch is me.
Okay.
So she gave me all of her clothes, basically like three massive bags of clothes.
I know a lot of girls now listening to this.
And it's just like, oh, damn, Nicole. I said to God, no, seriously. Like,
let me give the girls listening an array of hope. You will never be able to get
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Please.
I am a stable. I keep wearing your one singlet every day. You know it. You're currently wearing it now.
Speaking
I don't
of,
give a rat's ass.
Speaking of one singlet, please.
Nico, you know, one time I was washing. Oh, you already know this. And I drowned my singlet. I put it inside in the toilet. So how I wash is confusing. I don't wash outside.
I
wash it when
wait,
you
is
say,
it not washing outside no, no, in this when, place? It's not that loud.
And I was telling them that washing is with hand.
Yes.
Laundry is washing machine.
Yes.
So I don't want any babe telling me I'm doing my laundry.
Nah.
And
they're
using their hand. You didn't wash.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing. I was washing in the toilet. So I sit down in the toilet.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, I sit down on the toilet. I sit down in the toilet.
You sit down by the
was
toilet.
Bad. I sit down on the toilet
in between
and I wash. Then when I'm done, I now flush the toilet
uh-huh.
with the soapy water.
Uh-huh.
And I did not go inside, not do rigo.
You did not cross check.
I not dive in. And I thought I did. And
I'm dead.
Washed my singlet away.
Yeah.
I was in shambles.
It was a weird because when you called me, where was I? I think I was on my way back to MN Estates when you called me.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, Nicole, shit, I flushed my singlet. I was just like, wait, what? The fuck you flushed?
You know, people knew that story. I was angry that day. Because I was like disappointed in myself.
You should be.
We called the plumber to go and check. Because the last time. What I'm saying is this is the second time I'm flushing my singlet. But the first time, it clogged that shit up.
Yeah,
for some reason, every time we flushed, the water would go up. And I was always like, why? Then when we called the plumber
like
brought out the
singlet. There's something stuck in there.
and it was bad. But yeah. So yeah, Nicole, this your newfound size.
Yeah.
Has it given you more opportunities with men?
Oh wow. Well, the fuck are you looking at me like that for?
Because I want you to answer.
I wouldn't say give it. What when you say giving me one lock?
Oh, Benny.
Define lock.
More, I never said lock. Okay, does it ask
a lot? Like, I have a lot of people. Has it increased
your standard of living, men wise?
I would say a lot of people have been sliding in my DMs. I can say that for sure.
Like consciously sliding.
Sliding.
What am I doing here?
No, they didn't stumble upon my page. That's what they're asking. But they consciously go into my DMs. I'm like, oh hi, what's up? You look good. Can I get your number? Kind of stuff. Yeah.
And they give them like card.
I'm a hoe. So what's up? What's good? What's good, fam? Right, you got some shmoney?
That's good.
Spray it on me. Spray it on me. Cool. Ew. Sorry.
2022.
Yeah.
No. The last year I chopped L. You know, a girl broke my heart. Oh, jeez, I was not supposed to say that.
Does she listen to our podcast?
She probably would listen.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, you're breaking that Sherry ass, babe. Fuck you.
Should I add this or should I cut it out?
Don't cut it out. Screw her.
No. Keep it moving. No, I don't like affiliating myself with negative with stigma. Women.
What do you mean by negative?
What do you mean by women?
Sorry. I rephrase.
Because if I came out tomorrow that I'm gay.
As gay, I'm like, the first thing that comes to me, I knew it. Okay. I fucking knew it.
And for saying that title has been found.
Prince is gay.
Nicole is gay. Nicole comes out as gay. Nicole tells dad she's gay. They call it gay baiting. It's probably what I did in that video where I was like.
But you've already said you already have a video that you already we already have a podcast that says Nicole is a lesbian.
No, gay is different from lesbian.
Okay, sorry. I mean, so I like guys.
I had a stupid dark joke there that
I was. Yeah, say. I like guys.
No.
What is it?
Lesbian is you are going to wear tomboy clothes. Gay.
What are you saying?
I lost track of what I was saying.
You started off like really dumb and it got dumber. Oh, New Year resolution.
Yeah.
I keep hammering, oh, Nicole 2.0, Nicole 2.0, but I don't even know what Nicole 1.0 was.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say I want to be a more confident me,
mm-hmm.
a more happy me. Do you understand?
No. Yeah.
I want to be more, I feel like I lack a lot of confidence.
Confidence in regards to?
Confidence in myself, in my abilities, in everything, period.
I think you have a lot of confidence. It's just when you point it at people who are superior to you, you feel you don't. But I know people like subordinates look at you like, wow, is that the Nicole?
What do you mean by that?
No,
think
but
like, that's how they talk?
Like, but because of like maybe people who are superior to you, maybe they look down on you.
Yeah.
So you look down on yourself. But a lot of people would admire your work ethic.
Okay.
So yeah, but I understand you want to build more confidence. I believe you should build more confidence for yourself. Because like earlier, I remember when they would give me a video to edit and I would be so scared I would want to deny it.
Yeah.
I'm not even lying because I don't want to fail anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But every time they've given me a big opportunity, I have surprisingly failed them. It's a joke, but I've done well. But yeah, so you're good.
Yeah. So I feel like if I have that, like, confidence in check. So it's not just, oh, everybody telling me, like, oh, you're confident. If, like, the minute I believe that I have said confidence, I feel like a couple of things will be in check in my life, basically. I know you don't like hearing about my love life.
Go ahead.
I pray I find love this year. I'm going to be 27 this year. 3 more years to 30. Sick, isn't it?
Nicole, you're being a dunce. For now, you've said your age, and people will start drafting how old
you can
I
cut
am.
It. That
no, I'm not going to find this again in editing. I'll leave it.
Yes, you will.
Anybody that wants to know my age, will know my age.
I'm matter. Confused. Why are you hiding your age, though?
Are you dumb?
Are you giving people?
Don't you know society doesn't care about how old a guy is as long as he's older than the lady? Don't you know?
So how old have you been telling people you are?
I've never lied about my age.
So fuck is
I
problem?
Just don't say the truth. Two different things.
No.
Let me explain.
No.
Let me explain.
It's okay. This ought to be good.
Ask me how old am I.
How old are you?
Okay, let's just say my real age is 30. I'm 30. Now what did I just do there?
You lied.
I said the truth. No, let's see.
No, my not let's age. See.
No.
You're a fucking
shut
liar.
Shut up, wench. You and listen
you're
to me.
You're a bloody
let,
liar.
No, I'm giving you hypotheticals.
Don't give me hypotheticals.
No.
Wait. I can come up with hypotheticals.
Nico. Okay. My age is 30 and you asked me a question and I answered 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, that is me saying the truth. Me lying is saying I'm 34. That is an obvious lie.
But you are now, neither 30
now, or 34. No. This is how I say I don't tell them the truth. Ask me that question again.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
25.
Wow, maybe you are right.
Oh my God.
So you see, I'm not lying. They lied to themselves. Facts.
I hope with this
a Twitter thread is going to come out for me one day.
Yo, they are going to find you.
Imagine if a Twitter thread comes out for me
and I see it.
Like it's like the most horrendous thread ever.
What does horrendous mean?
Maybe like a prince.
Wait, hold up. What does horrendous supposed to mean?
Horrendous, no?
I know. What are you trying to
say? Pronounce that. What? That's where we have problems.
What are you trying to say?
Horrendous. Nico, if there's actually a word called
what are you trying to say is my question. What are you trying to mean?
Disastrous. That's
oh
what I'm
oh my god, it's horrendous.
I know you knew it. Okay. Right.
You owe daddy a refund. All okay. Your school fees.
We already know this. So horrendous. Alright, can we come back?
Mom, Blika called that.
Can we come back to reality?
You are a bloody illiterate.
Snap back to reality.
Okay, sorry.
Snap back, alright.
Damn it,
so
man.
So, what was I asking you? If, like,
I see
if
a Twitter
if
thread.
A disastrous Twitter thread comes out, a girl is like, Prince touched me. Aggressively.
Well.
What would you think? What's your first opinion?
Obviously, it's not true.
Wow, why?
It's obviously not true.
You believe that I won't do that?
Yeah.
That's actually very nice. I'm not capable of doing that.
Fucking liars. If you say Prince came in front of us and danced, I'll believe that shit.
He groped me.
Groped for what? You are just that's going to come like that's a bloody lie. Who has VPN? I'm gonna cross that shit.
In her chair, she's like, and he twerked on me. Like,
maybe it was him. Trust me, even your other people that like that follow you and stuff like that will be like, hey, that's not, it's a lie, it's not priest. And then when you just see the part, we say after he was done, he did a victory dance. I was like,
That's wrong.
That is Prince. Yeah, well, damn, why did he do this?
I'm clean in the aspect of that. I don't think any Twitter thread is coming up, except it's something I did when I was like way younger. And I know,
yo, one time Timmy gave me screenshots of tweets that you used to tweet way back.
Oh, he's a dunce.
I'm gonna read shit. I posted... because Prince, you were.
Oh my gosh, Nico,
you were. Hey,
he found me.
He
found me.
I was
me.
Like, I don't know this person.
Nico, I'm not even lying. When I saw those
nigga.
Tweets, I was like, that is like me uncensored.
That is you.
And I thought I left that past.
That's like, not your thought. You don't be thoughting shit like that on the Twitters, man. You shall be found.
Okay, so give context.
So Prince
give
is like,
context.
Oh, okay, so. First off, this is Prince's Twitter as at 2013.
Yes.
Right? These are shits that make people lose hosting award shows.
Okay.
You know, this kind of Twitter threads.
Good.
Okay. So first off, your Instagram handle, yeah, I see your Instagram. Your Twitter handle was Royal Fun. So yeah. The hell was that?
I was also a rapper called in Phoenix in the building, so
yeah. in Phoenix in the building. Okay, so he says, you're so fat, you were once used as a water tank.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you. You give me so much joy.
Okay.
Being your sibling. Okay, you're so ugly. When your mom dropped you up at school, she paid a fine for littering. Ha.
I think that was when that yo mama jokes were...
First off, your spelling is shit.
Even in shorthand, I was still managing to blunder
it. Yeah, once an illiterate, always an illiterate. Okay. I drop a nuke in your ass as it decapacitates your dick. The fuck? Is this a rap line?
Nicole, I seriously don't know what was going on with me there. Okay. I was going through a downstage in life. I was depressed.
Okay.
Off on IG.
Off on IG, Prince underscore OL will follow back ASAP.
Yeah.
Lies. Even if I get feathers, I know if you'd fly.
Nice.
I wonder why.
You're an ass.
Oh, okay. Was this our center page magazine clipping era times? Because I see a girl in panties. And then you posted it and you wrote, wow.
Okay. Keep going.
Is this what you like? Or you liked?
Uh-oh. And the next one is not.
Oh, the next. Oh, wow.
The same
okay.
girl. Yes.
The same girl in a different bikini. And you wrote, yes. And then another. So, is it that you wanted to open a lingerie line?
Yes.
That is why.
Yeah, I love this. I love her pics, as I wrote there.
Please don't say pics. So, you actually wrote, love her pics. And then you posted a picture of this girl, and you wrote, hate this girl, Wella. Who is she?
I don't know who she is anymore.
Is this Slippery Sugar Lips?
Don't know. It can never be San Diego
Sugar Lips. San Diego Sugar Lips. First off, that username is stupid.
Context, it was my crush in school. You guys probably remember.
Okay, so you posted a picture of a 20 naira note, and you said, love is like commerce. If you don't want to buy, you don't. If you don't want to love, you don't. That is so deep.
That's so deep. Like,
I don't know what the fuck that means. What does it mean?
That's like the smartest thing I wrote.
That's
there.
Not true. It's the dumbest fuck. What do you mean? I love is like commerce.
Love is
if you
like
don't
want to
buy, you don't.
Don't.
Buy, if you don't want to love, you
if
don't.
If you don't want to love, you don't. Jeez, man. That's like a lyric from like Summer Rae. Summer Walker.
Who was singing as a
2013? Oh,
my God.
Oh, longest figure.
Oh, okay. So this person is
this girl made me laugh. LOL.
This is a screenshot from To Go.
Yeah.
Oh my days.
When I make videos about To Go, just know I know what I'm doing.
This girl made me laugh. LOL.
You know what? I'm not
I
even
can't stop laughing.
Sorry.
Tomorrow you say girls don't steal. See the big bag.
Oh my God.
Did she steal
Nicole,
the bag?
I think no, the bag is big, and I think I'm implying that
she's an arm robber.
She's going to be putting things in the bag.
Hey.
I think it gets worse after those clips. Like,
but that's the last one he says.
I don't know. I think there was more. Or maybe he just forwarded it to you. When I read those tweets, I was so baffled by what I was posting.
Yeah.
I was so baffled. But
you know when
God.
Your single friend who, like, you know is perpetually, like, I won't say perpetually single, but, like, you know, just someone you wouldn't think. Did he send you this message? Kevin, he was like, so, I'm tying the knot, and it's a small family thing. It's in November. I don't know if you'll be in town, but I'd love to have you around. I should be for men is 15K, including the cap. For women is 35K, including ghillie. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get the cap alone for 2,500 and the ghillie alone for 4,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? What knot are you tying?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this was a lie. He was scamming a couple of friends
for
money. I just hope nobody fell for it. He's like, marriage. I never assigned.
Okay, this was a while ago. I thought he now sent you...
It's like he's tying the knot. Ha. I say, what knot? I don't get it.
Nico, my question for you is, are you currently happy?
With what?
Just life in general.
At the moment, I won't say I am 100% happy.
Okay.
But I'm not sad.
I get you.
What about you?
I'm confused in terms of happiness. I don't know if I'm happy or sad or I'm just living. I don't know what brings me happiness anymore.
What used to bring you happiness?
I don't know. YouTube used to... I don't want to talk about that. But YouTube used to give me did I ever have happiness? I think school was my happy zone because it was like an escape from reality for me. This just go deep for no reason, eh?
No, it's allowed. Well,
was an escape for reality for me. I did not want to know what was going on in the outside world except give me money. Then I run back into my shell. Mm-hmm. So when I left uni and I came out to the world, you just started working immediately, so I could not even think straight about like happiness. So
yeah.
I think that's why I don't have a lot of male friends, because my mind, I don't have that whole, like, I do not have time to have that ginger with friends. Because no matter what you think about it, your best friend now is Mata Katan Chong.
Yes.
You lived with her for years. So you grew accustomed to that lifestyle of maybe being with people. For me, I've always just been an introvert. No matter how extroverted I sound, I've always been sensitive. So my question is, did I ever truly know what happiness looks like?
I feel like because life kind of like happened to us quite quickly and quite abruptly.
Yeah.
We skipped a couple of phases. You know that phase where, you know, everybody has that I don't know how to explain it. That everybody, there are phases, right? There are phases in life. And, you know, going, even in school, we skipped that phase. After school, we skipped that phase of, like, you know, when you just come out from school and you're not decisive, you're still trying to figure out what your life is going to be, like, blah, blah, blah. We didn't have any fucking time to figure that shit out. We had to, like, you know, get fucking jobs and, like, work and, like, make money. So life kind of happened to us quite abruptly. And we skipped a lot of phases.
Remember how they were working?
Yeah.
You know, when we would walk.
Oh, that's the phase I'm looking about, your revolting phase. You know that revolting phase where you're in your early 20s and you're clubbing and like you're really turning the fuck up. We skipped that phase.
Yeah. You know that time when we were living in Ago and we would follow the back, not the front, to get to work. Yeah. I miss those days where we would in the office. It was hated because like There were instances we hated. We hated the predicament of us going home. Shit, the podcast changed. Predicament of us going home. I don't want to mention the person's name, but we did not feel comfortable. But we had no option because it was like
our saving grace. And who would say no to a free ride?
Then when that option left and we had to enter buses in Oshodi.
Yeah.
And every time we could get front seat, we're always happy.
I remember how I always fight people that would be looking at you weirdly.
Then we would sit down just waiting for
Priest, we would wait for like buses. An hour plus just so we can get a bloody bus so you can sit in front.
No, but like, you know when we sit down in those yellow buses, then me and you will sit down together.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it should be so much fun. And then that bus driver that you thought liked me but liked you.
when our podcast was called, what do you call it? Traffic podcast. Or
when we used to do traffic podcast, where we talk about being in a bus and people are fighting, or that bus that almost caught fire, everybody had to come down, and then it was raining.
Then people now, like, were now confused on which seats.
They were sitting, and that one caused another fight. And when we come back to Ago Palace, where rain had just finished falling, and it would be flooded, and we'll be on a bike.
And we have to maybe trek home and all.
Prince, then we now get to, been through a lot.
I swear. Oh. We'll now go to work with all those, what do you call it, our colleagues.
Yeah.
And we'll make dance videos.
And
literally, I think that was like your freest moment, even though it was hectic.
Yeah.
You go to your office, you sit down, you drink coffee.
Yes. And you watch K-drama. And then K-drama. We'll do podcasts
in podcasts. The morning
before everybody comes into work.
Yeah.
Because we came in very, very early. And then you come lunchtime.
You know that time.
And then you come and you tell me you're about to leave. But when you come to the office, I've not packed up. Yeah. And you have to wait for me. And you complain.
Every single time.
Every single time.
When we come to work and we'll follow that front side, Wendy will drop us. We'll now go and buy bread and beans.
From
the,
where?
You know, when we would buy bread and beans, we don't stop at Osho, the underbridge. We go down.
Yes.
Then there's this lady that used to sell. Do you know
what I remember? I know the lady you're talking about, yes.
But you know where Wendy used to drop us normally? She doesn't, she passes the bridge and she goes down.
Who are you calling Wendy?
One day, sorry.
One day, yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's what confused me. Dang. We've been through a lot.
We've been through a lot.
We've been through a whole lot.
I think people don't know because we masked.
Yeah, we never. Yeah, we masked it with lots of laughter.
Laughter.
And lots of jokes. It looks like, yeah, we're living. We're okay with it, yeah. But it was.
We were talking about the nice memories, but.
Yeah, there were some ugly ass ones. It was terrible.
Always bad.
It was
Nicole.
Terrible.
I feel like crying now. It was terrible.
I remember how you to get me. You had to get me into like the Breakfast Club podcast, yeah. So that we can always listen to it on our walk home or after at the end of the day when our podcast is already up. I'll be listening to our podcast again. And you'll be happy me. You're the only person I know that likes to listen to our voice.
Like what I mean, like bad. Like we're not financially there. Like
no,
it
we were
was
not.
Depressing.
It was horrible.
It was depressing.
It was horrible.
We're saving,
it was horrible.
We're saving like
Prince,
20K
a month. Yeah. Yeah. With so much joy.
And that's the thing. I think people who listen to you to this point will not understand. We were literally depressed.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because when the podcast ends,
yeah,
reality sets in.
You know, the minutes we are done recording.
Joshua was going to go to school.
Yeah.
And I called you, so I don't know where you were. And I was crying.
Yeah.
My eyes were red. I went back and
Nicole, what is all like what are we what is
what is happening? This?
What is happening? I was like I cried that day too.
Where were you? You were on set?
I was on set.
Oh my god. We've seen a lot.
It was horrible, man. And then we had that family meeting and then Joshua was saying, you know, he really wants to go to school.
Yeah.
And he's been home for like 2 years and he hasn't gone to school.
It was just unfair to him.
I looked at him dead straight in the face and I said, this year will not go past without you going to school. I will put you in school.
Yeah.
I don't care how much I fucking earn.
Now you're regressing that shit.
I am regressing that shit. I'm chopping all my money, bro. He's chopping all my money. You're slipping old sucker.
Oh my gosh. Podcast.
It just took a detour.
And I just feel if anybody is still listening
she
to
make
this
it clap,
point,
clap, clap. She make it clap.
If anybody is still listening to this point,
great job, Bubu. You are the real MVP.
You are listening from the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
Because I like that's the thing. I think I have this Korean way of handling the podcast where, like, we say a lot.
Yeah.
But
we're
we
not saying anything.
Yeah, but we're not saying anything.
Yeah.
We're leaving out
We're
details.
Leaving out chunks. It's just like jumping. We're leaping through like...
Yeah.
And then we'll finish. We'll be like, should I take that part out?
Would I think?
Maybe
no, we'll have family just, meetings and we're like I think we should cut it out.
Yeah, I think we should cut that part out. It's like, oh, shit, did you hear what I just said? Cut that part out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn, man.
Oh, even our workout phases... Where we wake up very early in the morning, go and jog.
Mm.
After jogging,
come back.
We'll have our baths to face the Oshodis again.
Legs will be paining us.
I will never forget I got palace week.
Oh, never.
That was 5 years of abject poverty, yo. It was serious, my niggas. Like, I'm not saying that we are great right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're great right now, but... Coming from where the fuck we were, eating was like a big conversation.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not just, oh, cooking soup. You have to cook the soup that you can use garri to eat and you can use rice to eat because you never know what you have money to buy.
Yeah.
And there's no there's no meat, whatever. How much is egg? Egg is starting. The egg was starting right there. Buy egg, to throw it in. But it's vegetable soup. Yeah, throw egg in there. You'll be all right. That's protein. Throw egg in there. I'm feeling crying.
It was bad.
It was bad.
But it was.
It was bad.
It was fun.
That is fun now.
No.
No, it was like, fun then.
Like we got.
Yeah.
Damn, man, we got so accustomed to it.
We got so comfortable.
But what did we know? We did not know the future. We
there
did
was,
know
there's no, like, because there was no other place to, like, oh, let's turn to this person to help us, or let's talk to that person. That's literally, if I don't get money in and you don't get money in,
that's it.
We're fucking screwed. And then COVID happened. Holy shit!
Then we never even spoke about it.
Oh my God!
You got laid off.
That was dark times.
You got laid off.
I got laid off of work.
Like, as any like
and 20. Then Prince's fee was kind of like slashed
by
80%. So they were giving him 20K at the end of the month. And it was a family of me, Prince, Joshua, and my dad. And I wasn't making any money. I thought I was going to die. Yo. Shit. We don't.
You know my biggest fear of talking about the past?
What?
Is I always feel, oh, God forbid, what if we go back?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that, like, scare me the most.
What if we go back to that same...
Yeah, that same level. That's why you will never see me praise myself or talk about, like, growth. I'm grateful to God, and I'll thank Him, probably, but I will never show it.
God forbid, I don't think we'd ever go back to that point again, but I think, God forbid, even if we do... We'll be okay.
Will we?
We will be okay. We have experience, dog.
Let's not talk about it. People don't understand.
No, but the thing is, there are people that are going through worse.
I know.
There are people that are going through worse. And that's what you use to console yourself.
But like, when you... Jesus, this is a very nice way to start the podcast.
Yeah. It's like cut all that whole shit we said out in the beginning.
I can't cut it out.
Skip to this part.
Should I cut it out?
I mean, a little.
You want to cut it out?
Yeah, we'll most likely do like another intro and just ease into it.
And just ease
because
into it.
Because this is the realest we've been in like 6 years.
Okay, like... But like, that's the thing. When you start from grace, fucking grace.
When you start from grace, like good grace, and you fall to grass with no warning, no, you know, like no traffic light, no orange is about to go red.
Yeah.
And it's like boom, life hits you so fucking hard. There's no oh shit, I'm trying to dust off the sand. It's like get up and run.
We're homeless, Nicole.
Please, we're homeless. For like two years. And like the whole family was scattered all over the place.
All over the place. Oh, yeah. God.
No more.
2022, man. God, keep
2022, yeah.
People of us are alive, man.
Amen.
It's not easy.
Oh, Princey, you're crying.
Some people don't know what you go through.
Yeah.
I would bet not even just us, like people listening.
Yeah.
You people are probably going through similar.
Or going through worse, or you've gone through it before.
And that's the thing, like when you're going through it, you never know they'll be better. Mm-hmm. And I can't even lie because like,
you only hope and you only pray hope that they'll be better. Like, be better. Oh, I pray they'll be better. It'll not be the same.
I remember we walked for so long that we're going to the back, we're going to the office, and I stopped and then told you, Nico, I think I am depressed.
Yeah.
I don't think this is how life should be lived, man.
I got tired of praying.
I think we all did.
I got tired of praying and I was just like, I'm done, man. I'm done. I wasn't angry at God or anything, but I was done inside my mind and I was just like, so every time we say we're doing morning devotion or we're going to do night vigil or the pastor said he saw a vision and oh, we're going to get out of this situation, I was just like, I mean, yeah. Sure, cool. That was the phase I was in at that moment. And it's so difficult when you have to be strong for every single person. You have to be strong. And Joshua really tried. Joshua tried. He never gave up.
He never gave up.
Every bloody Sunday.
Not every bloody Sunday, but like majority of the Sundays.
I think it was every Sunday. The only time he didn't go was when his only trouser ripped. His only good church pants.
How many?
Ripped.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should leave the podcast like... I think we should leave it this way. Because whoever wants to get to this part...
Yeah.
...would get to it. I don't think anybody should just start listening and we'll just...
Be depressed.
They'll just ease into depression. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, we'll just leave it to whoever.
From the good maybe, part up until this
one
part.
Day, by God's grace, we'll talk about the story well. Because yeah. I think we just spoke about...
We're just giving highlights. Highlights. Yeah.
It was sad, man.
It was a very sad moment. And I feel like it's so weird because that's when we chunked out like the most hilarious podcast.
That, yes.
It wasn't even like anything was happening with us. Like all of zero expectations happened at that moment of our life. It is shocking. It is shocking.
You know when we get paid... Fucking hell, and we every time we literally could only go to Domino's
and
once
buy pizza.
A month
and
Goldstone
and buy pizza.
And after we eat, that will be it.
That's it.
That's it for the month.
That is it for the fucking month. I couldn't have gone through it without you, man.
No, thank God.
Chop knocks, my G. We fucking did it, bro.
Don't do that.
I'm crying now. That was like our... That was our...
Magnus Opus.
What? I was going to say pat on the back.
Okay. Yeah, that was pat on the back.
That's our pat on the back.
For being so diligent,
still keeping the jobs.
Yeah.
We go buy one pizza, we share it.
Yeah.
And then we take some home for Dad and Joshua.
Yeah. I think that's like if that's why we are probably very humble. It's not as if we have anything to even dash up. Like
yeah,
that's why I was.
You remember when we want to go crazy and we're gonna see a movie?
We're gonna see a movie.
I know, it's like we're not fight. It's not cause fight.
Thank God, man.
Oh my days. That was
if you listen to this podcast from the beginning to the end, we truly appreciate you.
You are the real MVP.
It's called Zero Expectations.
Yeah, literally, don't expect
and,
shit.
And the reason why it's called Zero Expectations is because if you had expectations,
you wouldn't be here. Oh, please.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my God. Okay, so my name is Nicole.
My name is Samuel Obasumbong.
That's not true.
Fuck your life.
Fuck you, too.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Ooh, what do you want to say to Joe Biden right now?
Hey, he had a dinner. Oh, Joe
Biden. Hey, yo. Okay. And you just listened to Zero Expectations podcast.
Yeah, but I think someone just keeps opening all the doors.
No, it's okay. This is a very noisy human being with
you. Bye.
Bye.